Okay, hello, how are we? So last night was actually the first time I checked any sort of statistics with regards to the podcast. And we're doing really well. Love that for us. I think like 98 people downloaded the last one, which is kind of incredible. I think if 98 people were to stand in front of me, I'd probably shit myself. But I love that hopefully people are getting something out of these podcast episodes. It is Thursday, the 8th of May. We start our project in literally what, like 5 days or so. And we have five spaces left, which is kind of incredible. Five spaces until we're sold out. And the reason that our project has actually a number on it, a cap on it, is because genuinely we work one-to-one with every girl who's in the project. So we can take on basically more than obviously we're able for. And plus the work that we do, I feel, is genuinely life-changing. And you can only hold space for so many people. Like my nervous system genuinely can only hold space for so many people, including then my own one-to-one coaching that focuses a lot on the binging side of things. So yeah, you have to take into consideration. I used to always think like, and I'm only starting to unlearn this probably this year because I'm being challenged with it. But I used to always think, like, I know for a lot of us, and I know that that's the way it's like made out in society, that like more is better, or that's like more equals like more success, etc. But you also need to bear in mind your own energy. Like, if anybody else is a coach or if you work with people, you need to bear in mind how taxing it can be on your own nervous system to constantly give, 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 give. And you also have to have that time back then for yourself to be able to receive. So that's just something that I have been learning, unlearning this year, because for me, in my head, business was always like, okay, more numbers, more money, like going upward, basically, going upward in an upward trajectory. Sorry, I can't even say that word. I'm not even gonna try. But basically, going upwards in business is seen as like, okay, the business is doing really, really well. But we do neglect the fact that nervous systems can only hold so much. And especially when you're doing, I personally feel like the work that I even do with my one-to-one and then also within the project is, like I said, completely life-changing work. So it can take a lot to obviously do that and hold space for that. But anyways, we have five spaces left. So if you're interested in completely transforming the relationship that you have with yourself, then yeah, I'll leave an application below in the show notes. But anyways, today I wanted to chat about body image, inner child, because this came up with one of my clients and I thought it would be something really good. Because I know, so yeah, I know that a lot of us can struggle to just find some level of peace with our body, where we're not always thinking about losing weight and we're not fearing gaining weight. It can be hard to get to that place. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit more. But I also wanted to have a little catch up. So please do let me know, obviously, what you're feeling about these episodes, how you get on, if you take anything from them. I would obviously love to hear from you. Yeah, I had an eventful day yesterday that I also feel like this could potentially help someone. I basically woke up in a bit of a like a low mood, and I always know by my eyes, like my eyes were just like quite heavy. So I was like, I felt like something was sitting on me. Yeah, I woke up feeling a bit flat. I wasn't in an overly negative humor, I wasn't in an overly positive humor, but I definitely felt like there was like something, just something sitting on me. That's kind of the only way I can describe it, is that something was sitting on me, like some sort of energy. I was probably gonna have to cry, or I was like something, I felt like something was gonna come up for me that day in terms of like maybe my own limiting beliefs, maybe lack, maybe not being good enough. So as the day progressed, then the thoughts actually started to get a little bit more negative, and I had Hannah got invited into this new studio. It's called Saint Studios in town, and she had a plus one, so she obviously asked me to come, and I was like, yeah, I was like buzzing for it. I was so excited. And then all of a sudden, I was obviously in such a flat humor yesterday that, like I said, as the day went on, my thoughts got more negative towards myself. So anyways, I was driving into town, and like the first thing that sent me off already was like I couldn't find parking. And like if you're driving in town, it's just like such a stressful, like it's a one-way system all of the time. So if you miss a parking spot, it honestly is just like, oh, it just sent me over the edge. Now usually I'd be very calm and collected, but because I knew I had to be there by a certain time, I also didn't know anyone going. I was already kind of flustered at myself, let's just say. Anyways, we found a parking spot. It was fine. And then I obviously met Hannah outside and I walked in, but I was feeling very kind of frazzled already. So when we walked in, I just started to feel so uncomfortable in myself. Like it was like it brought me back to, and like sometimes you think you're over these things, and that's kind of my whole epiphany with this story, is that like, don't be so hard on yourself when you maybe something comes back up for you that you maybe thought you had dealt with, or that you thought you were already over, or you know, you think that you don't struggle with those things anymore. But for me yesterday, feeling so uncomfortable there. I felt like I didn't fit in. I felt, and that's something that brings me back to maybe my childhood. It just it feeling that feeling of not fitting in, or feeling like you had to change yourself to fit in. And it was nobody else, like nobody else caused me to feel like this. And I know sometimes when we're triggered, we can almost think that it's everybody, like we can kind of like blame the world around us for how we feel. But I know, like yesterday, genuinely, hand on heart, like it was nothing got to do with the studio. It was actually nothing got to do with the people. There was no mean girl energy. There was nothing like that, other than I felt uncomfortable in myself, and the thoughts about myself were just getting louder and louder and louder. And they were like, "You don't fit in here," like genuinely. And I had like, and I haven't really, like, I haven't, not that I don't struggle with my body image, I have bad body image days, but it doesn't spiral. It doesn't like go on for weeks on end. I don't ever feel like I need to rush to diet to kind of change that feeling. I just know that they are feelings that will eventually pass. But I have to say, like yesterday, I was like judging my face, I was judging my skin, I was like, and I don't really wear makeup, so I was like judging the fact that I didn't wear makeup, and I was just like overthinking my whole personality. And I felt like when we walked in, yeah, I didn't know anyone, so I was like, just anyways, the thoughts are just getting louder. And it was just constantly the main thought that I found was like the reoccurring one that was coming up was like, "You don't belong and you don't fit in, and like look at you, you don't know anybody, and everybody else knows someone," even though I had Hannah. So this will tell you how bizarre the thoughts were, because I had Hannah. But I was telling myself that, like, "You don't know anybody and everybody else knows everybody," and blah, 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 and whatever it was. So I noticed then, and I want you to kind of pick up on your own thoughts and how it changes your behavior, because yesterday I noticed myself obviously entering into this space, and then because the thoughts were getting louder and I was feeling uncomfortable in myself, I became quite introverted. So I was almost like proving the thought right that I didn't belong, because of course you, not that you wouldn't belong, but like if I'm standing there, like, you know, feeling really awkward in myself, I do feel that that actually comes across to people. So anyways, I was standing there, I was still chatting to people, I was still pushing myself to obviously get out of my comfort zone. Like I wasn't totally like in a corner by myself. I was still chatting, I was still smiling, I was whatever, but I just noticed that this was the internal dialogue that was going on inside of me. Yeah, I just noticed myself getting very introverted, you know, not maybe speaking as much as I would usually, and yeah, just holding myself back a lot. And that kind of spiraled even more, and the thoughts got louder and louder and louder. Anyways, we pushed through the thoughts, even though everything in me yesterday wanted to leave. Everything in me wanted to run from that feeling, because I do feel that feeling I was feeling was probably shame. Like that whole idea of like, "I don't fit in," or "There might be something wrong with me." And again, nobody else made me feel like this. This was like what my brain was scanning for on the external. Like this is what my thoughts were trying to prove right, essentially. So just remember, when you're having negative thoughts, whether it be about your body image or whatever it might be about, your brain and then looks for evidence to prove that right. And especially if it's actually a deep belief, like I do feel for me that is actually a belief that I have had since a very young age. It's not something that I've just developed as an adult. It's definitely something that I think has followed me around, and that why I've even went down the road of body image and trying to mold myself into something that I never, like mold my body into something that I was never supposed to look like. That's why I tried to change myself so much, because I thought I would fit in more. So this has been a reoccurring thing in my life that you would like, sometimes I probably would have thought, you know, if I just healed my body image, my relationship with food, then maybe I would have healed that belief too, but I didn't. And that's also okay. Like, I'm not going to heal this overnight. And just because that happened yesterday and I'm aware of it doesn't mean that it also changes. But I definitely made a step in the right direction in the sense of pushing through past the thoughts, staying there, not running away from it. And then being able to just recognize it afterwards and being like, "Wow, that felt really shit." Like, I know what it's like to feel shame. I know what it's like to feel shame about your body, about who you are. And that idea of not belonging or not fitting in, when as humans we just want to fit in so much, and we want community, we want to feel seen, we want to feel heard. So to feel that yesterday, then I was like, "Oh God, I haven't felt this in a very long time." But it was interesting, and like I said, everything in me wanted to run. But I want to show you, and why I'm telling this story is that you will have thoughts so many times. Like you'll go through days where you'll have such negative thoughts about yourself, and remember that you're your brain is scanning for the evidence for them to be true, but then it's also wanting to change your behavior. So the way I described there that I was going very introverted, my behavior was kind of changing. I probably, not that I don't think I was rude or anything like that to anybody, but I'd say there was a part of me that was like, a lot of these people who I have seen on social media, we were chatting away to them and I'd know them from social media. So the part of my head was like, oh, well, you know, what if they think that you're not who you are when you are on social media? Like, why, you know what I mean? All these different thoughts of like what people would think about me by being introverted and by going inward and, you know, not being my usual bubbly self. Like, what were they going to think? And genuinely, that used to be what I thought growing up. I never wanted to be a negative person, never wanted to be the sad person, or yeah, the negative person, or be in a bad mood around people, because I always thought that they would think I was that type of person. And yeah, it was a fear. There was so much coming up yesterday. Even as I'm talking about this, I'm learning, because I'm speaking about it out loud. And that's why it's so powerful to talk about these things, especially shame, because shame loves, when it comes to your body image and stuff, shame loves to live in secrecy. It loves you to hide it. It loves you to not talk about it and not say anything, because if you don't say anything, you will always feel that then. Does that make sense? And it keeps kind of shame alive. Whereas actually talking about these things and breaking the stigma around it, that I know there is other girls out there who might feel the same. They mightn't have felt, some of the girls yesterday probably didn't feel any of this, but I know there is people out there who might listen to this podcast episode and be like, you know what, I actually never thought there was somebody else that could relate to my thoughts. So you're not alone if you are listening to this and you have struggled with it. But what I want you to notice is that over time, like if you're somebody who maybe has, like let's just say in the past, because I know I have ran away from these situations. So like left the, let's just say if I left the event yesterday, it's not to be hard on yourself. It's just to understand that in that moment, your nervous system knew nothing else than other than to run away from the shame, let's just say, that you might have been feeling, or that I might have been feeling. So it's over time, the more you become aware of the pattern and notice yourself and create awareness within your own body of what's happening inside of you. Whereas a lot of us jump straight to the outside and be like, right, well, it's the studio, it's the people, everybody's making me feel like this. No, we have to also go inward and check in with ourselves and say, well, what's actually going on within me? And I also knew before I even entered that space, I wasn't in a great mood. So it's just to become aware of what's happening inside yourself, and then gradually over time, when these situations crop up for yourself, it might be with your body image, it might be with binging, it might be with something completely different, it might be with the same situation, you'll notice yourself getting better at handling them. Like yesterday, I didn't feel like I was able to handle it at all, but the fact that I stayed, I pushed through, I done a workout, by the end of it, I was smiling, I was having a good time, got to have a beautiful coffee with Hannah afterwards, and like the rest of my day was relatively okay. I was still feeling quite low, but I was able to move through the day. Whereas beforehand, like I said, I would have ran from that, I would have ran home, and then I would have been so much more annoyed at myself for running home and for not pushing through. And you know, it would have proved my thoughts right. It would have been proven that I didn't belong there, or that I don't ever fit in, or whatever that belief I'm carrying from a young age. So yeah, that was just kind of a tangent on that one. But I actually think it leads us into body image, right? Because I want to also tell you how, so what I noticed then again yesterday happening was that because I was feeling so uncomfortable in myself, I actually started to notice that I was directing that towards my body image. So I felt like my shorts were tighter than they were. They were like digging into me. My belly was hanging over the shorts. And that's honestly how I felt. So I can't deny how I feel, but doesn't make it always valid or real. Like feelings, just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you have to act in that way. So I didn't, just because I felt a certain way about my body didn't mean that I then had to treat it in that way, like something to be ashamed about or something to feel disgusting about, because that's just how I was feeling. I just noticed, you know what, I'm actually feeling like, think of the what I'm talking about right now, and like the what I'm kind of tying together and what I'm trying to show is that like I was feeling uncomfortable in my own mind, in my own body. And because of the thoughts I was having about myself then, it was so easily projected onto my body image. And this is really, I think I've said this before, but your body image is obviously made up about the thoughts and the feelings that you have about yourself. So think of it, if I'm already in a mood where I'm feeling like I'm not good enough, or I'm feeling shame, or I'm feeling like I don't fit in, think of how easily then that can be projected onto my body image. Okay, well, you know, it's because you didn't feel comfortable in your skin, that's the reason that you felt that way. But it wasn't, it was genuinely because there is a belief within me that from a young age. So that's what I'm really trying to get across here, is when we're talking about body image, is that a lot of the times what we're looking for from our body, we're not actually looking from our body. We're looking to be able to set boundaries. We're looking to be able to show up confidently, walk into a room, not doubt ourselves, be able to set boundaries within romantic relationships, be able to know what you bring to the table, to not always feel like you're not good enough. Like, that's truly, I believe, what we're actually looking for, but we think it comes from changing our body. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with changing your body image if that's what you feel is best for you. But I do think that that's one of the main things, is that we're actually looking for, we're looking for that inner confidence. We're looking to be able to be confident in ourselves no matter what. And if I was to ask you right now, what does confidence mean to you? I do feel it would probably be not a long, I don't think you would have an answer that's like, oh yeah, I'd have a six pack, or oh yeah, I'd be in a size eight. You would probably say something like, you want to be able to not doubt yourself, you want to be able to show up in a certain way, you want to be able to do this, you want to be able to do that. So yeah, that's just kind of a question that you could potentially journal on, is like, what does confidence mean to you? What does it look like to you? Because I can guarantee a lot of it isn't actually gonna be got to do with your body image at all. So then the original thing that I wanted to talk about, but I feel like I've now just spent nearly 20 minutes talking about something completely different, but we're gonna allow for it. I never really come with like a rigid plan with regards to a podcast. I always allow whatever I want to speak about or whatever I feel comes up, you know, and usually I always get taken off in tangents, and I try and trust that that's exactly what I was supposed to do. I originally wanted to talk about this because it has come up with a client. So it was the fear of weight gain when overcoming binging. Okay, so she's overcoming binging, and she's letting go slowly but surely of the track and the control around her body and training, etc. And with letting go of that control, she has been feeling probably out of control. She feels like she's not in control anymore because she's slowly but surely letting go of the control. So her main fear when it comes to letting go is the fear of weight gain. She obviously, I think a lot of us deal with this, is that when we feel like we gain weight, we feel as though we let ourselves go. We feel like it's disgusting. We feel like we're a lazy person. We feel like we're fat. We feel all these different things. And a lot of the things that we actually think about a bigger body isn't actually our thoughts. Like, so when I was a child, I didn't necessarily ever, I heard other people doing it, or until it was brought to my attention by society, I was never, like, if I had a best friend who was in a bigger body, I wasn't thinking that she was fat, or she was disgusting, or she was lazy, or she was this, or she was that. I was never thinking that as a child, because I didn't have the awareness then. Whereas as we grow up, we embrace ourselves into diet culture, and we hear all of these things about what we believe and what we think a person in a bigger body is and represents, okay? But a lot of the time we're actually afraid of, it's not really the body we're afraid of, we're afraid of what that represents. So when I talk to somebody about the fear of weight gain, they always talk about it's letting themselves go, it's the identity, it's they feel like they're lazy, they feel so many different things about this. But I know a lot of that and a lot of what they're thinking isn't actually their thoughts. It's been ingrained into us from society. So when we were talking about all of this, I was talking about, like, what is the fear behind the weight gain? Why do you feel so fearful of this? And it turned out she was obviously bullied when she grew up about her weight. And this was something that I heavily related to as well, because I can't say I was ever singled out in the sense of, and like, you know, stood in a corner and had kids like shouting at me being like, you're fat. But that would have been the slagging that a lot of people would have used with me growing up, would have been like, you're fat, you're fat. And like, as a child, you don't, I know other children also don't probably think about it like this, and they don't think so deep into it. It's just, at the end of the day, to them, it's just a slagging. But to me, I think it just started to obviously form this belief in my head that I was fat and that I was different to everybody else. And it just obviously stayed with me. So I could really relate to what she was saying. The main thing that I wanted to talk about was the fact that your body holds on to this. So exactly what I'm after talking about earlier in this podcast was that I have this belief following me around, let's just say, or within my body. Like, truly, that's a belief that's stuck within my body that I don't fit in. So when I'm put into situations that challenges this belief, those thoughts come up very strong. The same now with body image, okay? So if somebody was bullied when they were younger, if somebody was called fat, if somebody was shamed, if somebody was made feel different for their body image and how they look, can you imagine how much that would stay within the body? So think of it like just like stuck, kind of like a stuck belief that hasn't been changed. We've led by that now. We've always said to ourselves, no, I'm not going to go back there. I'm not going to put on weight, because when I put on weight or when I was in a bigger body, I was bullied for that. So that's not safe. So our nervous system works off safety. Our bodies just want to always feel safe. Being bullied at a young age doesn't feel safe. Like, think of any, what child would be bullied and feel safe by that? They don't feel safe. So they remember that as something that feels very unsafe. So when somebody is challenged then with the likes of relationship with food and binging and putting weight back on, or regaining weight, if that is their process. A lot of people don't have to gain weight, so just bear that in mind as well. You don't always have to gain weight with relationship with food or working on it or overcoming binging. But let's just say, for argument's sake, you did have to put on weight. You can imagine why that would feel so unsafe for your nervous system to put that weight back on, because in your body's mind and your nervous system and the way it's wired is that it's not safe for you to put that weight back on, because your brain is now remembering, oh, but when we were in a bigger body, we were bullied for that. We were shamed for that. People made us feel a certain way about that. So that's not safe. We're never going to go back there. So that's why also then people will always, like, and this is not for everybody. I know a lot of people mightn't have been bullied about their weight, and they just naturally fear the weight gain because what they feel it represents. But for some of us, it is deep within us. It is ingrained in our, literally our nervous system. So it doesn't actually feel, I'm going to reiterate this word again, but it doesn't feel safe for us to put on weight. So your body will do everything it can to not go back there. Your brain is like, basically tying these two things together. It means weight gain and bullied, okay? So those two things now are intertwined, and it means if we put on weight, we will be bullied about that. We will be shamed, we'll be made feel a certain way. So that's why you don't want to go back there. You'll try and control your body image as much as you possibly can, even if it means to the point that you're actually binging on the other end of it, which also just kind of has a backfire and effect, because if you're binging like a lot of the time during the week, or multiple days in the week, you are eventually going to put on weight because you can't outrun binging. Binging isn't something that you just try harder with. Binging is something that needs to be understood. You need to approach it with curiosity. You need to understand it a little bit more. You need to give yourself compassion. You need to do all of these different things. You need to be kind is more what it needs than anything else, rather than trying to force change upon it. And also, if your nervous system doesn't feel safe and you're not doing anything to make your nervous system feel safe, which is essentially comes from the likes of body scans, deep breathing, meditation, journaling, breath work, all of these things can really bring your nervous system back down out of that fight or flight. But when you're in that, again, when something doesn't feel safe, it will bring you into fight or flight. So it's like, you know, when you're in the unknown or out of your comfort zone, you kind of feel that sick feeling. You're like, oh, this feels a certain way. Yeah, I just found that a very interesting topic to talk about then with a client. And I actually got her to do, it was like a body scan, and I just got her to check in with herself, like hand on heart and hand on stomach, and just ask what her body needed. And yeah, basically what her body needed. So forget about how she was feeling about herself, how she was feeling about her body, what she was thinking about her body. Forget about those two things. So thoughts and feelings, forget about them for a sec. Connect with your body and ask yourself, okay, well, what did my body need? And what she actually came back to me with was the complete opposite of everything she was feeling and everything she was thinking. Her body literally, when she done that, she came back to me with, my body needs more compassion, it needs more kindness, it needs less pressure. And I thought that was so interesting, because everything in her, which I do think was just her nervous system trying to like run away from it, tried to not feel it. But when she actually connected in with herself and actually talked about what it was that she needed, it was actually all of the opposite of what she was trying to do. So the control, the pushing, the pressure, all of this. So yeah, she actually needed the opposite of everything she was thinking and feeling about herself. She needed more kindness, more compassion, less pressure. She just needed to be kind to her body. That's all her body was asking for. So that's another little exercise if you're trying to tap into some compassion for your body, or you feel like you're being really hard on yourself, or you're struggling with like the fear of weight gain, binging, restriction, wanting to go back to controlling it. Just tap back into your body. Take a second to ask, okay, well, what does my body actually need here? And you'll be quite surprised probably with what answer comes true for you. Yeah, I just think it's to also the main thing I want to get across in this episode is to remember that your thoughts and feelings, just because you think and feel those things, they feel so real, but it doesn't make them real. It doesn't make them accurate. It doesn't make them true. These are just thoughts and feelings that eventually pass. And just because you feel something doesn't mean you don't deserve or you can't treat yourself with some level of compassion. We usually think if we feel a certain way, we need to act a certain way. And that's just not accurate at all. The more awareness you create around your thoughts and your feelings and not always acting on them, the more you have the ability then to obviously change your behavior towards yourself and be able to obviously come true with that little bit more of a compassionate voice or logical voice, more than anything else. So that's my main thing, is your thoughts and feelings aren't always real. Bear that in mind. And like, some of you might be listening to this and be like, well, Kira, you do fit in. Don't ever make yourself feel like that, or don't ever say that about yourself. But the same goes for you when you're in your thoughts or your feelings about your body image. It doesn't make them real. What I was experiencing yesterday felt real to me, but I was able to step back and be like, this isn't real. These thoughts aren't real. These feelings about yourself aren't real. And that's what you need to be able to do one of that, especially when it comes to your body image. You need to be able to reaffirm that to yourself, that these thoughts and feelings that you have right now about your body aren't actually real, and they don't have to be real, and you don't have to act in a way then towards your body that's kind of maybe distasteful or hurtful or really negative and just kind of disempowering towards yourself. But I know it's not always easy. I definitely felt that yesterday. I definitely felt like it wasn't easy to just not believe the thoughts. It wasn't easy to not just not believe the feelings, because it felt so real. But what I personally found was, I actually came home, I went back to Hannah's, and we ended up just having a big chat about it, because she knows me better than anybody. She knew that there was obviously something up with me, and there was a part of me that maybe just wanted to go home. I just wanted to feel that by myself. I wanted to release it, because I personally find when I'm having really negative thoughts about myself, it's like I actually need to go away. I need to cry. I need to let it out, because there's something sitting there that needs to be released in my eyes. That's how I view it. So when I was with Hannah yesterday, and it's funny because it's really not this deep. Like, I'm sitting here now and I'm genuinely being super vulnerable. I'm letting yous all in. I'm filling yous all in. And like, that feels okay for me to do that today. But yesterday it felt so difficult. It felt so hard because I was obviously in the feelings and the thoughts. But once I started talking to Hannah about it, I obviously started crying. And I was like, I just don't know why I'm feeling like this. Yeah, I found the minute I opened up, the minute I cried, I can't say it was instantly gone. It's not as if I wasn't feeling low again. But I came home then, I still did my day, still treated myself well, I still ate food. I came home, I got into comfortable clothes because my shorts were squeezing the life out of me. And yeah, I just made myself feel as comfortable as possible. I'm sure that belief might come back up again, but I can do my best to continuously change it. And I feel like, again, yesterday for myself, and I hope you take this forward with you and you go out and challenge those beliefs and you change your actions toward yourself, because yesterday I pushed through and I definitely made a step in the right direction of being like, no, you don't have to believe your thoughts and feelings. You aren't going to run away from this situation. You're going to face it, and you're okay to face it, and you're safe. And you're safe to do that. But I know, again, easier said than done. So if anybody related, if anybody loved this episode, if anybody liked this episode, please do let me know. Drop me a message on Instagram. If you would also like to work on your limiting beliefs, that is something that we really, really work on the project in, or we work on in the project. It's completely changing these limiting beliefs that you have about yourself. And honestly, this time around, I'm going to do the project. I'm going to do the check-ins. I'm going to watch the videos. I'm going to do it all with the ladies who are in this one. Yeah, just see what happens for myself. Because honestly, it is such a good project, and yeah, can't wait to dive into it basically over the next 8 weeks. So yeah, let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you have any questions, and